Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to the Big Biz Show, featuring insight, analysis, and a lot of stuff that's none of your business.
Hold on. This is the Big Biz Show. I think it is their business.
Making the markets work for you. Here's the man with the plan, Sully.
Elementary, Earl Warren Junior High, Torrey Pines High School, the University of Southern California, currently the Philadelphia Phillies. Let us welcome Mr. Garrett Stubbs. Woo! There you
go. Wow. What an intro. My God.
Major League Baseball player. You're used to this. You're used to all of this.
That is what blacking out looks like with no drugs around.
That's exactly right. Great to have you along, bud.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We spend an awful lot of time talking about you on it. Do you even know that? Do you get your Google alerts about us?
These people tell me everything that happens in my life before it happens.
So, I know. Yes. Can we get a camera on T-Pat Stubbs and Marty Gill and Stubbs? You've seen Marty on the program a number of times. He's our real estate expert. Good to have you in studio. And everyone knows your dad from, was that your rookie year that he became a meme?
Yeah, that was my first game ever in the big leagues, and he stole the show from me.
What happened that day?
Got my first base hit, double off the wall against John Lester.
First time up?
First time up. First at bat in the big leagues, double to left center off John Lester. Ended up getting another hit later in the game for an RBI, and we won the game with Corbin Martin, a rookie on the mound. So,
and this is what people saw in the stands. Watch him.
I can't even make my arms go that fast.
I can't either. He wasn't even jumping up and down like Marty was. He was too busy giving somebody an upper hook.
Hello.
An uppercut. Yeah, good stuff. So I have to ask you, is there a thing following you? Because every time you've touched a baseball field in the last 3 years, you've been in the World Series. That's a thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, the amount of luck or fortune or, you know, things that have happened to me in my baseball career so far in just the short amount of time, the experiences have been incredible.
And I'm thinking GMs are going to want to start rubbing your head.
Yeah.
You know, well, paying for the privilege to, you know.
A lot of Pelle up here.
Because you're the lucky charm.
Yeah.
I know these two guys. I'm going to unleash them on you in a minute because you've got Dave Pelle, of course, a national sports writer, as well as a radio host, and Mike, who's on the sidelines of a lot of games. So, guys, go ahead and take it over because I know you have baseball questions. I got personal questions like, you know, what do you do? What hair product do you use?
Yeah.
And, how do you get that fabulous?
I don't know if it's going to work the same.
I don't think it is. Hence the baseball cap. There you go.
You know what? It's funny is, you know, being in San Diego and coaching youth baseball and high school baseball for a number of years, I've been lucky enough to see him kind of grow up. You know right away which kids are the ones that have the chance to go far. And then you find out when you're going against Torrey Pines High School, hey, that catcher's going to
USC. Did you know?
Oh, yeah, we knew.
You knew?
We knew.
Because Dave has coached from
– all of it.
Well, but you have misfit teams that are now all in the majors.
Yeah, I have like 12 or 13 guys. In the.
But you had like a Bad News Bear type experience when people didn't give these guys a chance.
Exactly.
So and you've been in, so when did you start coaching?
I've been coaching for 30 years in San Diego, but high school travel ball. But I took a group of kids when they were 9 years old that were in the community that basically people turned their back on. And 12 of those 13 kids signed pro contracts. And wow. They were about the same age as him and my son. My older son's about the same age as him. And so we knew when we faced Torrey Pines that, you know, we knew his name and then we also knew his brother and we're following through. So, you know, we're fans. You know, we want to see good things happen to good people in the community that realizing the dream and to see him realize the dream. You know, what I was thinking when you hit the home run and you talked about the double off of John Lester, do you even feel your legs when you're touching the bases? What is going through your mind? Even though you've hit a million doubles and a million home runs, when it's at the major league level, do you even feel your legs? Are you floating?
No, nothing goes through your mind in those moments. And those like big moments that, you know, obviously you have expectations for yourself and belief in yourself. But when you actually, it actually happens and you're watching it happen almost in slow motion, all the adrenaline that you could possibly imagine rushing through your body, everything goes numb and all your instincts just basically take over from there, which I guess slamming a bat down on the ground was one of my instincts, but
when you made
the bat
maybe
spike.
The greatest
the bat spike.
Maybe the greatest baseball
invented in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Second question, real quick. I know Mike has a million too, but when you get to second base, what is the first thing you think of? Do you think of your dad? Do you think of all the years you played baseball? Do you think, oh my gosh, that just happened? What goes through your mind when you make it to second base?
Yeah, I mean, talking about like the adrenaline, and the numbness. As soon as the play is over and you're watching the ball come in and you're on second base, you're not going anywhere. The emotions of I point to my dugout after I have my first hit because my teammates are there. And obviously all of them have experienced that first moment and understand the magnitude and what you're going through at that time. And then immediately after that, it goes into the stands. You know, your parents taking you to baseball practice. And obviously you're not consciously thinking about these things. But just that the moment now kind of finally coming to fruition. All the reasons and things that you've done to basically get to that place and then have that accomplishment, it always goes straight to your family that took you.
Before you go, I have one quick question. I have a human question for you. That's about nervous. You were nervous the first time you hit a Little League
yeah.
field. You were nervous first time you got in high school. You were nervous in college. Is it a different knife of nervous when you're in the organization, you know, high A, triple A, and then get called up to the show? Is it a different nervous or is it all the same?
I think it's all the same. I mean, it's the same way that in anything you do, whether it be business, going on a TV show, being an actor or being a baseball player, football player.
Yeah.
The first time you do something, you're going to be nervous no matter what.
Sure.
Michael Brantley was one of my really good friends when I was on the Astros. And he told me every single opening day, he wants to throw up. He's so nervous. And he has 10 years in the big leagues. 10 years in the big leagues. And he still, every opening day, gets jitterbugs. So, you know, those kinds of things, they don't go away. You use them as fuel to accomplish whatever you're about to go do.
As a San Diego guy, I know Chargers tight end Antonio Gates. You know, he played power forward at Kent State. And then someone one day said, hey, you should go out for football. He's on his way to Canton, Ohio. Was baseball all as a kid growing up? Was it what you lived, breathed, slept, ate? I mean, it's like I'm gonna be a big league player. Was it that way for you?
Yeah, it was. But in more of a controlled sense, because I think I watch kids now who are going into baseball or football or whatever sport, and it absolutely consumes their entire life.
Yeah, or their parents.
Yeah, or their parents make it their life. And not to say that baseball wasn't my entire life and that wasn't my dream, but. You know, during the summers, I went surfing. I did junior lifeguards. I played soccer sometimes. I did not play basketball because I was way too small. But those kinds of
I
things.
I did not play basketball.
You know,
but you lived.
I had a life outside of baseball, but I always knew that I had to, go to workouts when I was in high school. I started when I was a freshman. I'm sure kids are starting earlier, which is probably a good thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you go to your workouts, and then once your work's done, separate the two from, what you enjoy and then other things that you enjoy. Because if you let it consume your whole life, man,
Jared, not that picture. Pull up another picture of the family up with, because I want to show you. This is how this all started. And that was that's a Phillies picture, of course. What the hell is that thing, by the way? Can you just please?
What Stubbs son is that?
What a beast.
What is the beast?
Philly Fanatic is the all-time mascot of all sports.
Because it looks like COVID to me.
Yeah.
Like, Chloe, will you pull up a picture of what COVID looked like, the COVID molecule?
Hey, you better, he's bigger than you.
It is.
Fanatic's bigger than you. You better watch out.
It's like, who thought of that? By the way, it stuck.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fantastic.
No, the Philly Fanatic, I mean, that's a moment. Like, that is T-Pat Stubbs to a T right there, not to be punny.
Did he?
The T's, but.
Wait a minute, is he doing the selfie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. T-Pat Stubbs, by the way, is for hire.
He's got selfie, and he saw the Fanatic go by, and he is, hey, let's get a selfie with the Fanatic. And I'm like, yeah, sure, yeah, absolutely. Let's
T-Pat do it. Stubbs, first of all, secretly is an oil engineer, is an oil magnate, because the name T-Pat Stubbs, come on.
Exactly.
Like, number two, his arm is for hire because it's about 7 feet long. I've been in selfies. You know that selfies the Oscars took? That was actually T-Pat that did that.
He is the selfie stick.
He's
At least the Philly Fanatic stayed in Philadelphia. The San Diego Chicken took off.
That's
he's
true.
Went on tour.
We've had
to every ballpark with his Lonnie Anderson poster and everything else.
He's
and we couldn't keep a mascot in San Diego. Yeah. At least the Fanatic never goes anywhere.
Coming up here, we have someone in the league that happens to be your brother,
awesome.
and which is a big part of the story. I want to find out how this is going to play out in the next couple of years, because you know it's going to play out.
Oh yeah,
just like we saw this year a number of times in Major League Baseball. You're going to see brother against brother.
Yeah, no doubt.
Also. All right, Big Biz Show's on the air. Very special. Business and sports broadcast. Garrett Stubbs, our guest. Coming up, CJ Stubbs. Stand by. We got more.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
They're live from the Loft 100 Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show's on the air. Great to have you along today. Very special broadcast of the business of sports featuring two Major League Baseball players, Garrett Stubbs, CJ Stubbs, and of course their parents. You ready?
Yeah. What do we got next, Mike?
It's crazy how similar his bio is to his brother Garrett's. He is also the pride of Del Mar Heights Elementary, Earl Warren Junior High School, Torrey Pines High School, the University of Southern California, currently with the Corpus Christi Hooks. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. CJ Stubbs.
So who are so? Yeah.
He's got it down.
I think the three of you guys ought to get together and just make a music video.
Viral.
What team again?
Corpus Christi Hooks.
Which is part of the
Astros.
There you go. Welcome. How are you? Thank you.
What is it?
So I have to ask you something. With respect to your journey in Major League Baseball. Okay.
Yeah.
The talk about the nerves thing we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Is it all the same? Will you be more nervous when you hit the big show?
I mean,
because you're really close.
I feel like when you have that first at bat, you know, you get those nerves again, and yeah, then you kind of settle in. But I mean, nerves are good. You know, it makes you know that you care about it.
Can you hear us like when we're screaming our heads off for you?
No.
You can't?
I am
honestly.
No, I am.
Because we're right there.
No, I'm so locked in, and I remember looking up at the stands looking for you guys.
Yeah.
During the Padres game in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find you guys the whole time.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, the whole time
we were screaming your name. I'm like, there's 45,000 people in there. I can't hear you screaming.
I don't understand. We could totally see
you. Yeah.
We could totally. There he is.
Yeah.
Why is he not waving at
me? Yeah, exactly.
I'm wearing his hat with a number on it. Come on, man. Does it? And you can hear a little bit better in some of your venues, but not all the time, right? Are you? You're not basically.
Yeah, you can hear a lot better than at those venues. You can hear that one guy in the top left who's screaming your name and yelling all kind of profanities at you.
He's a bum!
Yeah.
I have to ask the both of you, was there competition going on when you were growing up at all, or was it always mutual admiration?
We were always competitive against each other.
Yeah.
But not like in a wins and losses as far as like keeping track of who was better. It was more of a how do we get better type of situation.
So like we always wanted to be on the same team.
Were you guys ever on the same team?
No.
Still waiting.
Yeah. Really?
Still waiting.
Well, you were kind of for a minute last year, right?
No, not quite.
A year before last. Oh, no, you weren't there yet.
No,
still getting there.
Wow.
And COVID kind of messed things up because that was his first year that he would have been in spring training.
Yeah.
And then their spring training got moved back.
No.
You know, yada, yada, yada. But it was the first moment we had a chance to, and we may have another chance here with Team Israel coming up.
Yeah.
Which
What's
would be
that?
The first time.
The
World Baseball Classic. I'm going to be playing for Team Israel, and CJ has a chance to play with Team Israel as well here pretty soon.
You know, I T-Pat Stubbs, the most handsome father in baseball, and of course Marty Stubbs, the most athletic mother in baseball.
Yeah.
But Dave, what are the chances that the most unathletic human in the world, hell of a tennis player and one of my best friends in the whole wide world, what are the chances that this couple has not one but two Major League Baseball players?
It is so rare. I mean, it is so rare that we know the names of the people when brothers do make it, you know? And so, like, for instance, you know, Barry Bonds. Well, his dad made it. Well, Barry Bonds' brother didn't make it. Mm-hmm. Ken Griffey Jr.'s brother, Craig Griffey, didn't make it. You know, we all think of the Boone family, right, because the brothers. But it's so rare that you know. I mean, you remember which ones are the brothers that actually made it into the major leagues or even into professional baseball. It is so tough to realize the dream. The fact that you have two in your house is absolutely incredible.
What I have to ask about the percentage of players that make it, because you –
Oh my gosh!
Is it in the 1%? Is it less than 1%?
It's not actually. Even when you make it to the minor leagues, if you're good enough to sign a pro contract, it's only 3% from the minor leagues make it to the major league level. So I mean, 97%, you know, fail. I mean, if you're an owner of a team, you're going, that's a lot of money that basically we never see our investment. But for the fact that you have one guy that's already there and the other one is almost there is absolutely amazing. Just an incredible story.
CJ, talk about your year this year. You had a pretty amazing year.
Had a fun year, yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of home runs going over the fence.
Yeah, it started off a little rocky, got hurt, got sent out a little late. And then once I got there, kind of just got my first home run and then kind of kept hitting them.
What is the – so you were in high A ball before you went to the level that you're at now.
Yeah.
What's it like – what does the manager say to you? Is it like in the movies? Is it like in Bull Durham? Or is it like are they, hey, can we talk to the manager?
Yeah, so I got lucky. I was it was all-star break, so I flew home. We had like 4 days, so I flew home, and he calls me. He's like, hey, and I was playing well, like those 2 weeks leading up to it, like went on a really good stretch, and your manager doesn't usually call you. So I
like on a daily basis.
Feeling,
hey,
like,
what up? You up? You don't get a text message?
Either this is really good,
either really
or this
good
is really bad.
Want to grab a bite?
Oh, it's either or. Oh, yeah. So there's two ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, yeah.
This is gonna be
it's
the
never
greatest
just, hey,
day.
What's up?
Okay.
No. So you kind of give him like a hello, and he just, you know, had a smile on his in his voice, and told me that I was gonna get called up.
Wow.
And I was like, well, that's great, but I'm in San Diego, so you're going to need to ship all my stuff to Texas because I'm not flying back to North Carolina.
Oh, nice. So, now, when you get to the to Texas,
yeah,
what's that like? What is the welcoming party like, and what's the vibe in the locker room?
Welcoming, you know.
Is it really?
It was, especially knowing that it was a place where I was supposed to start and then having to work my way back up there. You know, it was where I needed to be and wanted to be, and everyone was very happy for me. And
so what is the next step for you to get? I mean, what's it take for you to get to the next level? Is there a defined prescriptive path to
I
get there?
I think that when it comes down to it, the guys at the top are looking for consistency. And if I can do what I did this year and maybe do a little bit more in certain areas, then someone would be able to say, I'm ready.
Would you agree with that, Garrett?
Is yeah.
it really consistent?
Yeah, if I were to put a BetMGM bet on it, this kid will be a big leaguer either this year or the following year.
That's exciting.
One thing that fascinates me, and listen, I get up from my bed and I walk to the kitchen. And
that's just a bad scene. I don't want to think about that.
I call that a grind. You know, it's like, whoa, I can't believe
he's
I
like
did
this.
That again.
He's
yeah.
like, he's down like this when he gets, you ever heard of the 7-point get up? Here's my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You know, but a lot of people who are, or I'm fans of yours because you guys are realizing the ultimate dream, but talk about CJ, what a grind it is to be a big league ball player. We see you run out there, you know, first pitch at 7:05, like, God, these guys have got it made. But there's a little bit more behind that, right?
Yeah, and he can attest to it too, because he went through all the same things. But I mean, you have a 15-hour bus ride on a Monday, you get there, and then you got 12:00 stretch the next day. And then you're expected to play 6 games in a row, then hop on a bus 15 hours back to Corpus Christi. And I mean, it's not like we got sleeper buses where we just got beautiful beds. You know, you're finding a good spot on the floor.
I feel like digging your brother right now. I sort of feel like there's like a little deal going on.
Yeah, yeah. When you got a good spot on the floor and you just tell the guy next to you to move away a little bit, and you're like, I'm going to get a good 4
you
hours.
You get a good spot on the floor.
Four,
you know,
oh my God.
Never want to say that as a highlight. Hey, got a good spot on the floor.
Yeah. We'll go butt to butt.
When we come back, I want to talk about a day in the life of Garrett, and also I'm going to give him some heat about something. Imagine that. All right. Your network audience in 175 countries and all the ships at sea. More Big Biz coming up.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ain't no light to see. All those plans I made for myself, I got nobody else to lean.
Welcome to everyone joining us to experience stories of resilience, hope, perseverance, and joy.
Move over to a sport chair, basketball wheelchair.
Category of best video are.
We love you guys.
You recognize that song? Big Biz Show. Great to have you on today. Big Biz Show continues. Costa, Pelé, and of course the Stubbs brothers, CJ Stubbs, Garrett Stubbs, Philadelphia Phillies, Astros organization, soon to be the Astros, right? I got to ask you about what's a day in the life of a Major League Baseball player. You know, we've had rock stars on here, and we've said, what do you do? I remember one thing Nathan East said, and I remember one thing Ted Nugent said one time. He goes, man, you sleep 8 hours. You play 2 hours, you do a sound check for an hour, okay? There's another 12 hours left in the day. So what, you're not just, to Mike's point, you're not showing up at 6:45 and playing at 7:05. No. What's the day look like?
Yeah, so, well, funny enough though, people do think that if we have a 7:05 game, they're like, hey, do you wanna grab dinner before the game? I'm like, yeah, you know, maybe I just show up at 7:30, I don't know. Which shouldn't be too big of a deal, I'll wait.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, we wake up pretty late in the day because we get home at, you know, midnight, 1 a.m., yeah. 2 a.m. If it's not a travel night after the game the night before.
Or if the game goes long. I mean,
we saw some
crazy games this year.
Oh, yeah.
Extra
inning games. I mean, some games go 4+ hours. And yeah. So we're waking up later in the day around like 11 o'clock. And then we basically go get breakfast at what would be lunch.
Yeah.
And honestly, we're at the field at 2 o'clock, 2:30 at the latest.
So 4 or 5 hours in advance or
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
Really?
And so by the time we get there, we start doing our prep work. Some guys have a lift that day. And then from then we have batting practice, defensive stuff. And then 2 hours before the game, the home team will come off. And then the visiting team will go on for about an hour. And then okay. everybody's off an hour before the game. Field crew gets the field ready,
yeah.
and then it's time to go. So it's an early day as far as getting there prior to the game.
And on some of these games that are long, it's like for us, we're in it, we're out of it, we're going to get a dog, I'm going to text T-Pad, I'm going to go get a beer. Are you engaged every single play of every single game? Like, you're in it.
Yeah, you absolutely are, because – it's that moment that you check out. I mean, especially our position, right? We're both catchers. So if you check out for one pitch, ball's by you.
Yeah.
So even if you're not that position, if you're in another position, it always seems that if you start looking down at the ground in that very moment, ball's going to get hit to you.
Yeah. Amazing.
No, I tell you what's amazing about Garrett, you know, as I said, we knew him when in the community when he was growing up because you heard his name and the USC thing. For us, it was that guy's going to USC. And to be honest with you, as a guy who coaches, I'd look at, you know, look at your body size and I go, man, it's going to be tough to make it. And the one thing that I love about baseball is you don't have to be the biggest guy, you know, and CJ's a little bit bigger of a build, but the eye test and how hard it is to basically be found by a scout to say he can play through his body size. You know, David Eckstein was a very small one, MVP of the World Series. I mean, again, you're beating the odds. My question is, right now you're with the Phillies, World Series team. You're playing behind JT Realmuto, the best catcher in baseball right now. Is it to a point where I've been in the big leagues for a while, I'm learning a bunch from him, but at the same time, one day I want to be a starter too, whether it's with this team, with another team, but before my career is over, I want to be an everyday guy.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you always want to be in there every single moment that you possibly can get. And fortunately for me, I am playing behind the number one catcher in
the world.
In the world. I mean, there's no one that even touches him. And, you know, some people see that as a negative because, you know, I don't get my opportunities like I would if I was playing behind somebody that, you know, isn't quite as good as he is. But like you, to your point of just being able to learn from the very, very best. I mean, I don't think that you can get a better opportunity in whatever you're doing if you're in a room with the best that's ever done it or is doing it at that time. So, yeah, I hope that in the future, you know, I do get an opportunity to be the number one guy, whatever team that may be for, San Diego Padres.
How many times have I said it?
Yeah.
How many times have I said it?
Yeah.
Right?
But in so a heartbeat. It's been good, though.
Speaking of body size, in Mike's mind's eye, that is what he's built like. So, yeah. When Mike wakes up in the morning, he's thinking CJ Costa.
Fortunately, he's a big white skin avalanche.
White Skin Avalanche is the name of our heavy metal band, by the way.
How tough, with the catching background, how tough is that batter Rolodex to get? I mean, as far the studying, I mean, grouping with your pitchers and who's tossing that night, and knowing when someone steps up in the box, okay, I've got the computer in my head goes off, here's a sheet. Mm-hmm. I mean, does it just come with time? Or, I mean, how tough is the studying?
Yeah, I mean, I think it has a lot to do with being organized. And, like, after you do it a lot, we get presented with a ton of information.
Okay.
So before the game, you have a pitcher's catcher meeting.
Right.
And so you're able to go over with the pitcher. And a lot of it is kind of just saying things. And there maybe you get an engaged pitcher who really is, like, taking all the stuff in. But oftentimes, maybe the pitcher really just wants to go see numbers and just throw.
Okay.
So you're kind of saying it for yourself at times, and then you got to go remember that information. And that's why you got to stay engaged every pitch, because even when you're not playing, maybe another catcher's in, you're learning information pitch to pitch on the bench or whenever.
Yeah. I mean, I have a full binder that I bring with me to the dugout that has, like you said, Rolodex of information about every single hitter. I mean, I could tell you his mom's name, his girlfriend's name, his high school girlfriend's name. And we have to, like, be engaged and understand how to get somebody out, because if you don't, it's back
so
on
So with
you.
That information, when you're behind the plate, are you chirping?
Please.
You
got chirping? To, right?
Hey, how's Janelle?
She called. Heard about Sheila.
How's Janelle? She checked in.
little Sandlot piece out there.
Two questions. Kids in the stands. You were a kid in the stands. In fact, I think we've got pictures of both of you guys with your parents at ball games as a kid. You ran down to third baseline. You ran down to first baseline before the games to get autographs. That's got to be present in your mind when you're there, given enough attention to the little guys. How do you do that? How do you manage that with having to have your – I mean, look, you got a job to do here in about 25 minutes, and you've got also this PR sort of function as well. How do you balance that?
I think most of the time I try to allot a time of the day – that I'm available to do those things, because just like you said, I remember being that kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, I didn't come down with baseball cards or even things like that, but just being acknowledged by a player that was on a field that you wanted to be on was, I remember Ricky Henderson and Tony Gwynn going out and stretching, and Tony Gwynn's stretching right in front of us, and he's doing a stretch and he just gives us a wave.
We're like,
I go nuts, you know? And the fact that I still remember that is just means that it had an impact on me. And so you're not going to please everybody. I'm sure there's somebody out there that was like, I was yelling Garrett's name and he didn't give me an autograph, you know? And it's going to happen. But that, you know, there are those moments that you do give.
You know that when you remember when you were trying out and you really wanted to make it? You know, what thing that I really wanted to make was your playlist. Let's talk about the Garrett Stubb playlist when we come back from vacation. And maybe, would it be okay if we auditioned for your playlist?
I think we need to.
All right, audition. Tyler, get the stuff on there, because coming up here, we're going to be auditioning for his playlist. Guys, take it out for a second. Let's gather it together. Let's level up, because we're making it to the big leagues on this
big moments.
It just got serious.
Bye 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 bye. Listen, listen, this world was created by the creator, who separated the nanoscar from the water maker. And I'm not even put them as partner in the garden of Eden, they draw them live together. Hey, she disobeyed the Almighty Father. She kick and eat the fruit and give her to Adam. And she turned out to be the first baby mother. They say now the family started to get larger. Them from her to some them never have no daughter. Hey, baby, yo, that's a mistake in the elder. And him turned out to be the first murderer. Me the daddy sent me to the happy son and come over. And me say, goodbye, 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 bye, bye. Goodbye, bye, 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 bye. One thing, one thing, one thing, one thing, check one, check two, dress it.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A very special Big Miz show. 110 million broadcast homes, 150 radio stations, and also on American Forces Radio Network. That's right, TV and radio at the same time. Big Miz show's on the air. Mike Costas here, our sports editor, Dave Pelle. Jerk. Look at Marty Young Stubbs, a real estate expert. Oh, look at, we got TPAP Stubbs as well. How proud are you two guys? I know you guys as very close friends of mine. I know that most of my weekends are spent on your couch watching these guys play, which is, I couldn't have any, but I mean, you guys are blessed enough to be able to travel with the team sometimes in World Series. Talk about what that experience is like.
Well, this past year, we'll just talk about that one. We started going on some trips, never thinking that the Phillies were going to make it into the playoffs, because it was touch and go there all the way to the end.
Now, doesn't mom just put it real? I would have said, hey, man, you had a great season.
That's why we're here.
Yeah,
that's why we're here.
Yeah.
Tough love.
And they clinched it, and we went on the road and only missed three games the entire playoff and World Series. So it was crazy. Wow. It was so fun.
Do you ever get tired of a TPAT? I mean, is it just you're watching your kids? So what could be better?
You know what? We're blessed. You never know when it's going to end.
Yeah.
And got to take advantage of it while it's going on, whether it's Asheville, North Carolina, or Corpus Christi.
You know what I say to that? I say this. What's going to be the meme for 2023? Do we have a new one? Like, CJ is going to be out there. He's going to hit his first dinger. What are you going to do?
I think no, it will come naturally.
One never knows.
You know it's all naturally.
Oh, you know it will.
Yeah.
It'll be good. T-Pat Stubbs, I have to say, is one of the reasons, you know, we charted number 2 on Billboard this year. We got up for Grammy consideration. And one of the reasons we did is because this guy gave us a chance in San Diego and this band starts going on. I think the question everybody wants to know out of our audience, you know, multi Emmy Award winning show is, what's with the playlist and what's it going to take to get on the playlist? You created a playlist that went viral.
Yeah.
Like, how did that, describe that really quickly.
I mean, just like you have fun with my parents, you've kind of seen that they like to party and enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
Well, it's trickled down into the next generation. And that's basically where the playlist came from.
But how did it get popped? Did your teammates start like sharing it, or how did it get out there?
Well, we were listening to it in the locker room after the games. We have win songs that we play, and a reporter noticed the same songs coming on after our wins and noticed me going to the little, you know, music box that we have.
Yeah.
And she tweeted it out.
What are some of the artists? And tell me why I'm walking up on stage.
Well, we have the
to audition.
John Dua Lipa.
You gonna do it?
Yes, I'm gonna do it.
The Dancing on My Own song is the, you know, anthem of the Phillies for 2022, which was Callum Scott. And Callum Scott actually reached out to the Philadelphia Phillies marketing team, was basically like, hey, can I play at the stadium after the game? And we were like, hell no. We gotta wait till we win the whole damn thing, and then you can do it with us down the parade. Unfortunately, it didn't happen.
Is there music before the game?
Yeah. So, like, before the game, we'll play all different kinds of songs just to get people going.
Gotcha.
And then after the game, there's usually more of a consistent win playlist that we play. You know, it's hard to win a game in the big league. So
slightly.
Every time we win, we celebrate that win. And so, you know, I don't know if every team does that, but
tomorrow's,
we did it, and it worked for us.
Tomorrow's not guaranteed.
So. I just want to mention my guitar's red.
Hey.
Oh, nice.
Hey.
Oh,
come on. You can't teach that. My guitar's red. We got number 21.
Okay.
I'm going to put it on like a catcher.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, look at this, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
I know you've been doing belt readings on me. This is the first time in the 30 years we've been on radio and the 15 years we've been on national television that I've ever done a song for the Big Biz audience. We're going to audition and close the show out with something in hopes
I love it.
That we'll make it. On the Phil's wins list. And of course, our new manager, Rick DeVoe, of course, who founded Blink-182, of course, is our manager. So we're gonna audition for both of you right now. Guys, thanks for watching. You guys are great coming in. T-Pat, Marty, love you guys. Dave and Mike. Here we go.
Well, I don't mean to trouble your mind. I'm just trying to find my way home. Silently, I'm seeking to find another way to get by on my own. Downtown Saturday, in a better way than I ever was before. Don't need anyone standing in my sun. Don't need that anymore. Well, it's a long way I know, and there's nowhere to go, and it's all gonna show in the air. 'Cause I've got to find my way home. Got to find my way myself. I got nobody else to lean on. Got so far with my head in the clouds. Now it's time to get down and be on. Downtown Saturday, in a better way than I ever was before. Don't need anyone standing in my sun. I don't need that anymore. Destiny. Destiny. I got to
Jess is the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the world except through Jesus Christ.
On my cross,
he was crucified.
On my cross,
for you and me, he died.
On
the cross, he paid the ultimate price. Come and repent and get it wisely. Well, it's a long find my way home. Got to find my way back home. Got to find my way home. Got to find my way. Find my way.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.